Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe so that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that. Let's get right back into the episode.
So now Vigo's to speak with Kizzy, and she's like, yeah, I'm going to have like a chat because yesterday I was hearing both sides of the story, and the more I thought about it, the more I was like, I'm not fine with it because, you know, like your apology, it was just like oopsies. And then like, we just go on as if nothing happened. And Kizzy's like, well, I don't feel guilty about it because we had the connection. Like it was fun. So what do you want?
Kizzy's basically like, wait, you said I was off the hook and now I'm not off the hook. Now I'm mad and I'm just going to give you bluntness. So Via's like, so you regret nothing. She says, well, I regret upsetting you. So, but you don't regret the kiss. No, I'm going to be real honest. No, I don't regret the kiss. She's like, okay, well, that's like the one part that I don't think I can get past. She's like, well, you know, because obviously we all have a connection. I did call dibs on him. I did see him and I was like, he's mine. We're boyfriend, girlfriend now. And you kind of, you're basically the cheater first, if you think about it.
And V's like, but they're definitely like different kinds of connections. No, they're not. Why are they? I mean, that's my thing with V. Like, why are they so different? I don't really think they're different. You both fell for the tricks of a fuckboy, but Kizzy doesn't care that he's a fuckboy because she's a fuckgirl. So I don't know that the connections were that different. And V is like, well, like, I mean, the way I understood it from him, like one's more temporary and flirtatious. And Kizzy goes, yeah, but he also said that yours is seasonal, which was an extremely good point. I mean, but listen, I want to be like totally team V here, but V, listen, you were warned and you got with this guy and you were warned about this guy and this guy turned exactly, he turned into exactly who everybody told you and now you're acting like shocked. He even told you it was seasonal and this didn't have anywhere to go. So this is where I'm like, come on, V.
I'm 100% team V on this one right here because like what his, like, what she was warned about, whatever, like, I think she still has a right to be mad at her alleged friend who said she wasn't going to do this and did it anyway. And Kizzy's going to be like, oh, and then he also said yours is seasonal. When actually what Joe said was originally he said it was seasonal, but then he said, I want to see you after this. He actually revoked the seasonal quality of it. So it's no longer seasonal.
But he went back and forth so many times. I guess I'm just like, ugh.
Like, I do agree that people need to have responsibility.
I think that V didn't do anything wrong. Okay. I'm not saying that V did anything wrong. I'm just saying cut your losses and back away. You know what I mean? You've seen him flirting with Kizzy the whole season. This is nothing new. You knew that he had an energy with Kizzy too. And you knew that they were both pieces of shit. So I don't know.
I think, you know, yes, it's important to look at signs, et cetera, et cetera. I think also, though, that it's important to hold, you know, I think she has a right to sit down with Kizzy and be like, what the fuck? Because.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm not saying she doesn't have a right.
Her relationship with Kizzy has nothing to do with Joe's behavior in a sense. Like, it has to do with Kizzy's behavior. And I think that, like, yeah, I would have liked V to have seen the signs with Joe. I would have liked V not to have even gotten entangled with Joe. But that has nothing to do with Kizzy. Kizzy was a shit friend, and V has a right to be like, yeah, what's wrong with you? You fucked up, Joe. You fucked up.
Yeah. But I mean, I think Kizzy also has a right to be like, well, I was flirting with this guy too, and he's obviously into me. If we ended up making out, it's like, I'm into him too. So like, are you going to marry the fucking guy? Like, you know, I don't blame her for being.
She had a conversation where she said she would.
That's true. I don't know. I guess I just can't feel too much for V when it's Joe. It's like, I don't know. It's like you saw a choke warning and you ate the chicken bone. Like, I don't know how much more clear this diamond needs to make it to you. Yeah. So V is like, oh, I'm done with this conversation. And V is like, well, I mean, it's not like we just tripped and fell into each other's mouths, you know, like, whatever.
Well, that's what's funny is that like it's not as if we just tripped and fell into each other's mouths. Well, then, but earlier she was like saying it was a drunken. So she's like, she's not truthful. And we see
neither one of them are. Yeah, they're both fucking lying and saying, oh, we were drunk. Joe doesn't even remember it.
But that being said, I did actually appreciate that Kizzy was in this moment, Kizzy was actually brutally honest. And I actually appreciated that because I think that V deserved to have honesty of her being like, I like him too. And that's that. I think that Kizzy's a shit friend. I think she is.
Oh, yeah, of course. Girl. Yeah.
Well, Kizzy's but friends, I did appreciate that she at least was like, yeah, you know what? I like him too. And
like, I think the only reason I care, like I'm trying to like say anything to V is because V has hope in this world. You know what I mean? It's like
just potential,
right? She has hope. It's like, just avoid situations like this. I'm just saying, I would rather V just said, you both are terrible human beings. I'm not going to hate you. I'm not going to get mad, but I don't want to be with him and you're gross. I don't want to be your friend, and just walk away from it instead of getting involved in the emotion of like, who fucked me over and who was right and who was wrong. They were both disgusting people, and just dump them and leave them in the trash bin where they belong. Cause people like that are always going to be trash, and they are going to find other trash to be with. And so when I see people that aren't trash, like V, I'm like, protect yourself from the trash, you know?
But you know what's great? You know what's great, Ronnie, is that like, we're having this whole conversation, but the truth is that like, by the end of the episode, this all is exactly what happens. And that's what's like really wonderful. And I'm really hoping that V does not get like drawn back in. But she basically is like, yeah, this isn't that deep for me, but I also deserve to be treated better. So fuck off, both of you. And I'm like, I've been waiting like 10 years on this show for someone to have that reaction. Thank you.
I know, right? Okay, so guys, come on. Let's talk about the new trip. This is a parents getaway trip. Oh, geez. So Michael Lopez is an entrepreneur from Maryland, and he works in real estate with his wife, Valerie, who's a radiation therapist. Radiation.
Because you know what? Radiation has problems too, and they need to talk to someone. Okay, everyone doesn't like radiation, but you know what? Maybe radiation feels lonely in this world. I'm glad they finally have a therapist.
Guys, radiation is tired of being villainized. So if we've got any hugs for radiation, let's send them out there. Okay, now they're friends with Sean and Christine, who are recently engaged, and Robert and Isabella. And they've got two more coming in from Tinder from Alaska, Ryan and his wife, Dr. Kelly, who's going to talk about how all he's been eating is loose meat. Okay, now, until that scene comes, everybody talk amongst themselves about what loose meat means. Okay.
That's right. Ryan and Kelly are coming to the boat, which got me really excited that I thought it was Ryan Seacrest and the other one. But no, it just turns like they're just two normies named Ryan and Kelly. So that's too bad, you know.
So they want a Spanish night with entertainment. And to kick off, they want a traditional Ibérico jamón carver. Now that is something that you would hire.
Yeah.
Right. That's a position that you hire. They want a traditional carver. That is a position. That is a person. If you can hire a flamenco dancer, you can hire a carver.
This is production just fucking with the chef. They know they can hire someone to come on board to do this. They're like, no, we want to humiliate the chef. Poor guy. No one seems to even know that he exists on this boat. They don't even consider him as a romantic prospect. Let's just make his life hell. So yeah, they're gonna force him to slice chunky pieces off of this lovely, you know, piece of meat. Like, it's not like if the pig's gonna die, at least like let it, like, get someone who can, like, you know, you want to honor it, right? And not have some guy just like slice off these chunks of Ibérico.
Yeah, so he's like, wow, you know, the process for this ham is an art in itself, and people have really specially trained for this, and I'm not specially trained for this. Hire somebody. Get Aisha to get on the horn with Norma. Get somebody over here. So now V goes to talk to Aisha, and she's like, so I know you're going to be the only one that's, like, honest with me, and, like, his story, like, it doesn't add up. And they made a sound like we just bumped into each other in the middle of the night and just had a drunken quick kiss, and she's like, no, I've actually told them they both suck, and I've said it to their face, and they were flirtatious and all over each other the whole night leading up to it. So I'm sorry I'm being so blunt. And I wish she had reminded her in this moment. And I also told you that this man's a piece of shit. You should not be shocked that he's acting like this, because Aisha did give her that warning. And she's like, I'm just trying to navigate it.
I just feel like I've been, like, way too tame with everybody, and I've had to, like, to learn to stick up for myself, because, like, Bond did a lot of that for me. Like, you know, when I was, like, as a dive master, I skipped a whole semester of college to have the experience, and then my manager wouldn't even put me on the boat. I was like, hello, I could be taking, you know, Advanced Psychology 103, and I'm here on this boat, and you're still not giving me a good job. And Bomb stood up for me, and this time I've got to do it for myself. So now she's empowered, and I'm like, yeah, you go get him, V. You go walk out there, and you do something about it, V. So now we see Joe doing some stuff on the deck, and Nathan is bossing him around, and then Sandy, she's like, hey, Leah, just calling to say hi. Hi, Leah, how you doing?
Hey. Oh, hi, I wanted to see you. I want to see you, baby. How are you feeling, baby? Baby, miss you, baby.
Say good. I'm doing good. God, that's really all I needed to hear is baby.
Baby.
So then we see Max gets all bitchy with Nathan for asking him to do windows. He's like, oh, be good, bossing. Don't lose patience. And now it's time for rest because charter's in 16 hours and V's like getting ready to talk. And now it's time for a talk with Joe. So they go to the bow and we see Nathan messaging Gail and he's like, oh, I love you so much. I can't live without you. Please don't leave me. Don't leave me. Don't leave me. Ghost emoji, ghost emoji, ghost emoji, ghost emoji.
I know, right?
So now the conversation with Joe and V. So she's like, so I feel lied to. You told me, like, I don't want to hurt you, but, like, that word was broken.
Well, it was like a drunken kiss that I can't even remember. But right now, this little thing that we've got going on, it's special, you know? It's a very special.
She'll save it.
Why?
Because you're so flirty with Kizzy, and that's why. I want someone that, like, sees me being worth holding the standard of their own word to me. Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
And it's not you.
No.
She's like, yeah. You just don't deserve someone like me. And he's like, well, I guess he seems relieved. He's like, well, I'm sad with myself because I was testing something out of my comfort zone. But, you know, the military just wasn't for me. You know, I'd have to save people the good old-fashioned way.
I know, right? Like, out of your comfort zone. He's like, it just ended in shit. And he's, like, smiling, right? Like, this is not someone who was, like, sad, who was like, oh, my God, no, this... For someone who said how special this was over and over again, this is something special. I've never done this before. I've never done something so special before in my life. And now, like, she's like, yeah, I'm not interested. He's not like, I've got to fight for this because this was special. He's like, oh, well, pushed myself out of my comfort zone. Turns out I don't like coffee yogurt. It's like,
what? Yeah, he's glad he can go back to just not pretending. He can go back to pretending to be a piece of shit or whatever.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So she's like, yeah, I have a standard, the bond set. So like some man gives me the world and then he dies and I accept anything less. That would be an insult to him. So if you're like not bond quality, what am I even here for? Which perfect. I love it. I'm taking that with me. I'm going to start dating people and just being like, I'm sorry, but you're not bond quality.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah. Bon voyage. I think that's actually right though. She's like, this guy treated me so well. He died for me, which I don't know if he died for her, but like
he didn't die
the
for
point
her.
Is that like she knows what she has a standard and like, I'm glad that she remembered her standards. Because that's what you got to do in life. You got to remember I remember when I was dating, what would always happen to me is every single person I'd go on a date with, my bar would just drop lower and lower and lower. And eventually you just like hit like someone who's so low. You're like, what am I doing? And then you reset your bar and you bring it back up again. And it drops down, 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 down. And you just have to keep your standards high. Like that's the most important thing is you just have to keep your standards high. Because if you lower your standards, you wind up with people like Joe.
Yeah. So then it's the morning of charter. Everyone's excited that there's only a couple charters left. No one more than me. And Max is acting like he's going to propose to Kathy. And she's like, oh, my God, his energy is just infectious. He's broken all my walls down. He wants to make me feel love. He's so affectionate. That passion, that romance, it just seeps into you. Oh, God.
No.
Stop it. No. Stop. Stop this right now.
Can we also just like retire on this season, the discussion of breaking walls down? Like how many people have to have their walls broken? They're all just so happy to have these open concepts in their hearts right now. And it's getting really fucking annoying between Gail, between Kathy. I feel like V probably said
it's
it at
just
some point.
Love Joe Island. It. Like, it's enough. Just Love Island language. Does anybody even feel anything? Like, Is it just, it seems like a card game where it's like, okay, I have played the walls are down card, the vulnerable card, and the triggered card. Are we getting married yet? Okay, because I've played all of those cards. So,
meanwhile, Nathan, Max and Kathy are kissing, and Nathan's like, cut to work. And Max like, dictates on Nathan, is back on deck. I'm like, it's literally just your boss and you're his employee and you've got to work and you're not working. You're literally kissing someone when you should be working and then you're upset about it. Like, get to work.
So another thing that's been happening is that Aisha has been giving Josh the chef shit about constantly doing family style because it's not classy enough for a yacht. And finally, Sandy is on the same page. She's like, oh, geez, another family style. So they gave him shit. And so now he's going to do a plated dinner, but he's making paella. So I'm confused because paella is a gigantic pan of food. So, I mean, I don't know, but it just seems like an odd time to bring this out. But, you know, he's going to do some tapas and do some plated stuff with synchronized service.
I was cracking up last episode when they had their tip meeting, which, by the way, another thing we didn't mention is that this charter with their shit in the drain, they gave like a super low tip. Like, probably really low.
16 grand.
What truly pieces of shit. They're the ones who should be sent down the drain. But one thing that cracked me up was Sandy giving a pep talk, and she was like, it was like a passive aggressive pep talk, of course, because she was like, all right, we only got two charters left, and this last one, we're gonna nail it. We're gonna have a great charter with plated service. It'll be a great time. Wow, we'll have all the toys out. We're gonna have so much fun. And plated service, while we're looking at the toys, we're gonna be having fun because we know there's gonna be individual plates with synchronized service. Am I right, Josh? No family style, right? And he's like,
yes.
He's like, fuck all you people. So Nathan is telling Max that he's going to invite her to his sister's wedding, which is a huge, huge deal.
Wait a second. And his sister's getting married after all that?
After all that, become about friends with a new person. Oh.
How am I going to invite Gail to my sister's wedding to show that commitment can happen after you've been hurt? So that's exciting for them. And V is complaining to Max, is complaining about Max, saying that Max has a bad attitude because I don't know if this is what happens later, I guess. But she's just really annoyed with Max because he's being real mopey and annoying. And so she's complaining about his bad attitude to Kathy. And
right now she's complaining about Kizzy and Joe. She's like, I mean, he's going to make me feel all these special things and you know, you're thawing my heart. And then he's like, oh, fuck you. I'm going to kiss Kizzy and forget everything. And meanwhile, Kizzy has her ear up to the door. It's like Downton Abbey. She has like her ear right up to the door and she's like, oh God, fuck this. She just walks. She's like fucking lame. So then the guests come and they get the tour and there's like a little special spot for the newly engaged couple to have champagne together. And then, you know, it's like the beginning of yacht stuff. And Max is really hyper doing the lines and stuff. And he's working next to V and she's just frustrated. You know, she's in her own head. And then a guy from the dock throws the line over and it hits V and she thinks it's Max. So she's like, what the fuck, bro? You just hit me with that. Watch where you're going. He's like, it was not me. Was it man? Was it me? Was it there? And so now he's mad at her because she got mad at him about a line that was thrown on accident. So
yeah. And she's like, is it just me? Or is everyone being an asshole today? And Max like, oh, she's grumpy. I feel like she's discovering about the Kizzy and Joel's kisses. But yeah, here is still like a professional area. So let's get back to real work. So
I don't know like, that you're the one to be pointing out professionalism amongst the staff, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, Jesus, stop fighting. Why are you arguing about? That's what they're arguing about. Just Christ, get it together, guys. So they're being all pissy and everything. And then people come on board and Kizzy's giving champagne to people. And Josh is saying that he's got a family style lunch today. He's like, I'm hoping it buys me some more time. I'll have to do a fully plated dinner tonight. You're a chef. Like, I understand, like, doing like a 9-course meal is a lot, but like, you can set out a bunch of plate. Like, you can do a plate of dinner. It's like not the end of the world.
Yeah. So then, one of the women is breastfeeding, so she needs the milk stored. She's pumping, and so Kizzy's like, "Yeah, you know, I've always said I wanted to try titty milk. I might try a bit. Aren't I crazy?" And just don't fuck that lady's husband, please. And Aisha's like, "Well, I've sucked mine out of my friend's tits before. It was really nice, actually. Very sweet. Did you know the milk comes from everywhere? I thought it came from the little slit in the nipple, but it comes from every hole. I mean, literally out the ears, the nose, the eyes, and milk just comes out. It's crazy."
Kathy is horrified by this because the Asian, because you're having this conversation and the camera just pans, like zooms in on Kathy's face. We're like, oh, so now more.
That's so Asian, though. I mean, look, I've heard of people trying their friend's breast milk before, but actually going down on the tit. I haven't heard that one.
It's Aisha. I mean, I'm like not surprised. So
by the way, there was a thing in the last episode when the other guests were leaving and they were all waving by. It was just really short shot of Aisha waving by. And it was so funny. She was like, did you happen to catch that? I took a video of it. I'm going to put it up here to show people, but go ahead.
Yep. So meanwhile, around the boat, Joe has a napkin out and he's pretending he's like a bullfighter, and because he's pretending she's the bull, just they're laughing and joking. So this is the demeanor and the joy of someone who was just broken up with by someone who he has claimed was super, super special for weeks now. Someone who he sobbed over, earlier in the episode, and now she dumps him and he's like, you know, cheery and playing games with the girl who he had the oopsie with. So like, clearly all that's bullshit. And not that you need to be convinced at all, because we all know it, but just, you know, more evidence of
how. Watch this.
Okay, so Aisha's,
okay, for those of you on Craftman's On Demand, this is just Aisha waving back and forth. Why does that make me laugh so much? Just watch it again. I watched that like 10 times. I don't know why, because that brought me so much joy.
It's because her head and her hand are moving like at the same, like they're like connected by a string.
So ridiculous. So then Nathan rejoins V at the table, and we see that the new guests are coming from Alaska, guys. They're from Alaska. So now it's time to lunch. Captain Sandy compliments Josh and he's like, "Tonight's going to be plated." She's like, "Oh my God, you are killing it. You are killing it. Oh, and you know who else is killing it? Nathan. Those toys are already in the water. Amazing. I love toys." Jesus, Captain Sandy hears a little BB in the morning and she's off to the races.
She is happy. Like, I'm surprised that she didn't go find Aisha and say, "Just want to remind you, still not worried about those floors, right? I'm not worried. Does this, guess what? Who's what? Who's a captain with who's not worried and has got two thumbs? This guy right here. That's me. This guy. Okay. Not worried at all."
Oh, so now God. For some drama. One of the guests are on the water toys. One of them wants to go on the jet ski. And Kathy's like, "Okay, so just to warn you, Nathan, that dude has had 4 spicy marks. So be careful with him on the jet ski." So Nathan radios Max and says, "You know, if he wants to go on the jet ski, just hop on with him." So then we go down to the swim platform, and V heard that. So she's like, "Max, he's been drinking. He can't go alone." And Max is like, "You were drinking?" And he goes, "Well, earlier." And Max goes, "Oh, voila, have fun," and sends him on his way alone. And V's like, dude.
And that's so bad.
Max is such a fucking moron. He should have been fired right then and there. They know they have Gail at the hotel. Just get Gail.
Yeah, I honestly can't stand Max. And let's not forget, this season has been a long one because it feels like it was millennia ago that Max pet a jellyfish and then touched his eye. I mean, like, this is what we're dealing with here. And we're putting people's lives in his hands. This guy should be 100% fired. He does not listen to orders. He is very like scatterbrained, you know, he can't focus, much like me trying to finish the sentence, and he is just out of control. I'm sorry, he doesn't listen to orders. Like, he has very simple instructions that he never follows. He whips himself into a frenzy. This is not someone I would not want him on. Like, if I'm a charter guest, I don't want this person in charge of my safety. Get Gail. Let her drop an anvil on her foot again or whatever it was last season, but I still trust her.
Yeah, so he's like, Max, can you now go get the guest off the jet ski? And he's like, okay, Colby. Is everything under control? Hey, I just wanted everyone to know, everyone, Sandy, someone told me BB today. So, okay, hope everyone else is having a good day. So Max goes up to Nathan. He's like, you can't let people go on the jet skis who drink. And he's like, oh, he didn't tell me he was drinking. And then we see, he goes, 15 seconds ago, V saying, Max, he's drinking. He can't go alone. So to me, he's fine. He's speaking clearly. He's like, get the guest off the fucking jet ski, Max.
Oh, Max started acting out since he hasn't been able to lead deckhand. And at this point, it's a safety concern and I'm not having it.
So, God, I didn't even think about the idea that maybe Max would get fired and Gail be brought on. Like, that gives me so much hope for the final, like, three or four
episodes. Please, even though it means that we have to watch Nathan whine around Gail the whole time. I'll take it.
Like, Max, like, the only reason why I have not lost my mind about Max is that, like, I've been losing my mind about, like, Joe and Kizzy and other ineptitude and people sticking shit down drains. But the truth is that, like, low key, every time Max is on screen, I get annoyed and I'm repulsed and I'm just like, please leave, go somewhere else, go back to your ayahuasca retreat, go back to your hypnosis. I cannot have you on my television any longer.
So now Kizzy and Joe are like, oh, there needs to be entertainment tonight. Maybe we should do a dance. So they start practicing for, you know, dancing with the never gonna be's. And then Kizzy is like, oh, you know, we see Kathy in the galley where Josh is cooking. And Kizzy's like, wow, it's fucking awkward between them, hey? And Kathy's like, I don't even know. Like, I'm in my, oh, no, this is the part you were talking about earlier, right? Where
yeah,
I was, V mm-hmm. starts bitching, where V starts bitching about Max.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And she's
because she can see, like, the awkwardness. Yeah.
Yeah, like, don't bitch to Kathy about it. You know, it's hard because Kathy does seem like someone that you'd want to go and, like, just bitch to. Be like, ugh, this person's being so awful. And Kathy be like, I know, love. You just have to deal with it. Some people are just stupid. And you're like, thank you, Kathy. I needed that. But, like, you can't do that to the guy that Kathy's banging, especially when she's, like, she's grief banging. So it's just, like, Max is more important than usual.
Yeah, but I feel like work is separate than banging. And so if you're on deck with somebody, you have a right to bitch about them.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like, you know, then don't fuck people at work if you can't listen to me bitch about them. You know what I mean? Like, they're fair game. We're at work.
There's also so few options to go bitch to people. Like, yeah. you can only bitch to so many, you know?
Yeah. So Max is now on the jet ski flying around, and Nathan is pissed. And Joe's like, well, I can handle Max, you know? He'll be more receptive to delicate and light conversation rather than the firm, aggressive Nathan hand. So he's just doing this to Max. He's like, Max, tone it down a bit, which does nothing. Yeah, it does nothing.
Does nothing. So now they're setting up the ham thing. And by the way, this was notable, I thought. Kathy goes up to the guests and is like, what time do you want to have dinner? And they say 8:30. I'm sorry, I did not see the chef yell at Kathy. What, it was only a few weeks ago that Kizzy asked the guests when they wanted to have dinner. And then the chef was like, never ask the guests when they want to have dinner. You tell me first. And here's Kathy being like, what time do you want to have dinner?
Yeah, exactly.
So clearly it was an anti-Kizzy moment. And so they're bringing up stuff, tender, like all that kind of, you know, just like deckhand kind of boring stuff. And Max is complaining about, you know, communication. And she's sort of being nice to Max. She's like, well, that launch we did today wasn't so bad. She's like, yesterday, but you had to be like, blah, 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 blah. Okay, we do it better. Pastor Cosi, no need to. Like, why are you so mean to me? You're so Max. He's just going off on me. He's just like, whatever, bro. Just walks.
Yeah.
Away.
And then V is talking to Aisha in the galley, and Aisha's asking her if she's stressed. And she's like, I mean, I just had a rough day with Max. Like, he's on his period more than I've ever been, you know? And, like, I've never been that emotional. Like, I mean, as a woman, as that man is right now. And Kathy has walked in and is, like, making a face. And she's like, I mean, I pity him to have so much emotion affect you, like, in one day. That's a lot. And Kathy's like, how dare you? How dare you?
Then Kathy then is like whispering to Kizzy. She's like, if he goes on about Max one more fucking time. And Kizzy's like, but surely she knows not to bitch about Max to you. Oh, yeah, Kizzy, I'm not going to go to you about social mores and what is right and wrong in interpersonal relationships. Okay, so you be quiet over there.
Yeah. So she's like, yeah, I don't like that. It's been all day. And V is like, I mean, like, you're literally dating him. And Kathy's like, oh, my God, don't say that. So then Nathan teaches Joe how to use the controller box. So now they're working with the crane on the boat. Okay. And so Joe is lowering the hook down. Nathan goes down to get it. And then he gets hit by the crane. So a lot of people getting hit by that crane this season. It's the second time that's happened.
Things are really swinging around this season. But yeah, I was really kind of sad that they did not have a camera or even some sort of stationary camera. Like, how did they miss the shot of the hook bonking Nathan, not only in the front of the head, but it turns out in the back of the head, because it bonked Nathan in the front of the head. And then he ducked down. And when he stood up again, it bonked him again from the back when it swung back out.
I love that that crane is like the audience. So yeah. Then we see that the jet ski has drifted away again. So the jet ski is in the middle of the ocean. And it looked like the tender was too, but I guess the tender is just like on a long road.
Everything's gone to shit.
Yeah.
Everything's gone to shit, basically.
Yeah. So he's like, well, the crane got me in the face. Wait a minute. And you see the jet ski just out in the middle of the ocean.
So Max is like, oh my God, got to go save it. So he like rushes out to get it. And meanwhile, Nathan's trying to like mend the front and the back of his head from getting the hook in his face. Thanks a lot, Joe, by the way, for doing that. And then, Max is doing that. Kizzy and Joe are now like dancing. They're preparing for their performance that they're going to do, that they volunteered to do together for the guests. So again, Joe, on the heels of getting broken up, not trying to win back V, like not even the slightest amount. He's like already boom, right back into Kizzy. And Kizzy is like, you know, she's like, well, you know, me and Joe have great chemistry, but with everything that's been going on with Joe and V, I know that if we do anything, everyone would hate me, which is her way of pretending like she's going to have a heart about the situation. And then she will go forward immediately.
Yeah. Everyone already hates you. So don't worry about it. So yeah. Then, guest is talking about an incident report she got from her daughter's school. She's like, yeah, so like during lunchtime, a friend had a book that Vivian wanted, and then Vivian took another book and hit the friend with it. I mean, bitch shouldn't have taken the book. Am I right?
So Josh is watching a video about how to do, how to cut the jamon. Josh, it's a little, you're really cutting it close. No pun intended. Ironically.
No pun made because he did not cut that ham close. Yeah. That was some thick ham. That was some thick ass ham, Joe.
Why are you waiting until the last second to watch this video when you have to bring the meat out? Like, could you have taken like 5 minutes or ahead of time? Also, you know you can watch these videos at like 1.5 speed. Just a little pro tip. So Nathan's calling for Max. But Max is ignoring him because he's just like there's this silliness that's happening on the water where like, well, Max is getting the jet ski and they're trying to tie the jet ski to the hook to do this, but there's swells and Max is falling off. And while this is happening, now the jamon is coming up to the deck and Josh is there. Just when we say butchering, it's appropriate because he is cutting meat. But when we also say butchering, we mean he's doing it terribly.
It's so bad and it's so embarrassing because the guest is standing right there like, wow, you really don't know how to do this, huh? And he's like, I watched the YouTube. She's like, oh yeah, you suck at this. And they're like, wow, this is really embarrassing. Like, everybody's talking about how embarrassing this is, and he's like, oh God, I feel 18 eyes on my back right now. My biggest fear is being laughed at. And then they cut to him in the clown costume. He's like, I don't want to be laughed at. Like, am I a joke? Are you a joke? Is this a fucking joke?
It's really bad when the lady has to go, well, you have to start somewhere. I'm like, oh, that's... That's like I tell my daughter, you know, if you want to learn how to be a bad bitch, then you got to start with holding on to that book. Am I right?
God, I really wish Vivian was here with a heavy book right about now. Anybody else? So So the guests, so they're making fun of him. And meanwhile, the jet ski is still a disaster. Max won't listen. He's on the jet ski trying to hook it up. And they're like, no, it's too swelly out here. You have to do it from the water. Don't stand on it. Do it from the water. And he won't listen. So Nathan's about to kill him. And he's like, I can't take this. He won't do it. He won't listen to me. And something's going to change. Something's going to change.
Fire him. Bring Gail back. I will listen to a million Gail conversations about her walls and Nathan cornering her and being like, I love you for the rest of my life. I will take that over having to watch Max for one more episode. Please.
Yeah, please. Max is so annoying. And he's not like a bad person. You know, he seems like such a nice guy and all of that and whatever in his childhood, blah, blah, blah. But God damn, he's annoying. I can't believe that on a show all about working, they've kept Max for this long. This is crazy.
Cray, cray,
cray.
Anywho,
so that's it.
Yeah, that's it. So we'll see what happens. Thanks everyone for being here. Another fun episode of Below Deck Mediterranean, and we're gonna catch you on the next one. Okay.
All right, then we'll see you next time. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
You'll always get the full story with Tori Parsons.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.